Now you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the first day of May 2014 and the very first day of some change and expanded, at least in the beans, trading limits. And they tried to push those things all over the place. Dan Zwicker from CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, and finished dropping them, what, about 50, more than 50 cents for the day. What'd you think of the market?
Well, from a fundamental front, the reasonings are basically on soybeans that kind of triggered the big move, and then everything else kind of followed along. Soybean sales did show a cancellation, which we need to see a cancellation because we have sold more than what USDA has on the balance sheet. Then there was pretty general talk that maybe upwards of 40 to 60 million, at least 40 million bushels of soybeans have been booked out of the South American inventory, either through China cancellations or China resellers or whatever. So the market got a hold of that, and that was negative to the fundamentalists, but technically I think are probably the primary reason why the market failed, and I think that's maybe telling us that maybe some of the fundamentals short term may turn a little negative, is that the market just could not go through those spike highs or the highs that we made there in early April. We closed out the month higher yesterday, but we just could not gain enough upside momentum to plow our way into new highs for the year. So I think a lot of your fund traders that are technically oriented just basically bailed. There was no buyers underneath the program. I mean, we're talking about something in the neighborhood of 8,000 bean contracts, 3,000 meal, 3,000 oil, 9,000 corn, and 4,000 wheat contracts that just basically the fund crowd bailed out of today.
For clarification's purposes, you're talking about the highs in April in corn, not the highs in beans, right?
Well, yeah, the highs and beans, too, we just weren't able to
hold above
clear them.
You know,
we kind of went up to them. The July bean kind of got a double top on them. They kind of fell short. See, the early April high was 21. The highest we got Monday, I think, or Tuesday was 20.5. So that was kind of a double top. On the May contract, again, we did punch it out by like a half a cent or a penny, but we just could not clear it and drive the market way above those previous high points. So that was one thing that I've been real concerned about the last couple days, is that the market just seemed like it was running out of upside momentum. And looking at those charts, it was going to quickly turn in to a double top formation. You can kind of it's more pronounced in soybeans than probably corn, because corn's got more of a spike high, but it is still somewhat viewed as a double top formation. And when you just can't make new highs under the environment that we were in, we're basically out of planting for a week in here. The planting numbers came in under trade expectations. And then the weather forecast here this morning kind of opened up here for at least a 5-day window, depending upon which weather guy you talk to. But I guess rains are expected to start coming in late next week. Some people could be in the field as early as tomorrow. Some probably won't make it until maybe Sunday, but we are going to see some planting. But, the trade, it's this way every year, is that we always get the first 90% planted. I mean, it's the last 5% or it's the last 10% that we have struggling to get plant. But at least right now, what the trade is looking at is that there is a window. They'll see how much we can get planted. That'll give the market time to work off some overbought technical mm-hmm. conditions, and then we'll look around here in a week from now, and we'll see where we're at, I think, on the fundamental front.
Now, you know as well as I do that everybody listened to after the fact our conversation from last Thursday. You're welcome. and you wrote me a note and said, I'm either crazy or I'm a genius. Which one do you think you are today?
Nothing in the corn chart has changed my mind on higher prices. We've held the trend lines. All of the golden crosses on the first degree and second degree are in place. I do think probably we're maybe due for a period of consolidation on some of my short-term cyclical work that I do kind of calls for a low here tomorrow. That might, you know, it's a low plus or minus a couple days, so it could spill maybe on into Monday. But by the time Monday comes around, who knows what the weather forecast is. That would maybe, you know, jitter back up again, because Monday's planting intentions number isn't likely to grow very much. I think there'll probably be some growth because maybe the recent number was a little bit short, so it could grow a little bit. But it's all going to be about how soon this next system comes in, whether it comes in on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday of next week. The uptrends are in place. None of my systems gave me a sell signal in corn. So I'm still where I'm at a week ago.
Right.
Now, old crop soybeans are probably the most vulnerable of putting in a short-term top or maybe a seasonal high, simply because if indeed we start bringing in adequate supplies of old crop soybeans to crush, then, you know, that'll slow things down, or the worry to ration inventories. But we still have a lot of work to do. So that market can regroup very quickly. But I would say old crop soybeans are the most vulnerable because they had the premium over new crop. New crop, I think, is still solidly in its uptrend until we get further down the road on planting. Even though today does look a little ugly on the charts, the key has been we've had several of these basically since January. I call them kind of flash breaks where everybody runs out the door at the same time. I think that's part of electronic trading now. And then we'll see how much follow-through we get tomorrow and then again on Monday. But it wouldn't surprise me that this market's back on the upswing by the first part of next week.
All right. Thank you much. Looking forward to having you on Commodity Week this week. I'm not going to put a guess there because we're going to have to talk more about this. And it might be important, I suppose, to note, Dan, on the weekly charts, let's see, on the daily, November beans were down 21 and a quarter today, but they were down on the weekly charts, they're down 14 and a quarter. December corn down 9 3/4 on the daily, and on the weekly charts, they're down 6 3/4. And as you said, the damage has not been done really there yet. So we've got one more day to find out some interesting things.
Yeah, it does. And the other thing is what's encouraging from my point of view, I always watch that first. I always get nervous. If you're a bull, if you start making new highs on the first few days of the month, because that tees you up then by the time the end of the month comes around for a big reversal down. And it's the opposite when you make reversals to the upside. They're usually done during the first few days of each month. So what we could be seeing ourselves set up here for the month of May is we could be looking at an inside month on the monthly chart for a consolidation period, and then we'll look around come May 30th and we'll see where our crop is at and whether or not the market needs to go on into a June, July high.
Looking forward to tomorrow's conversation. Talk to you in 24 hours.
Okay, very well.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, and he will be one of the three panelists tomorrow. I'm not going to have a guest because I think he's just going to have too much fun with it. Elaine Cubb, by the way, will be with us. She is in Brazil. Hopefully we'll be able to get her on the line. Chip Nellinger will be there from Blue Reef Agri Marketing, and so will, of course, Dan Zwicker.